Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know to Get Your Wednesday Started. Coming up, the Fed will decide on interest rate hikes, top leaders in the world of tech will sit down with Trump, and all eyes are on La La Land and whether it can keep its award show momentum going. To get you started, the Federal Reserve today is expected to raise interest rates for the first time this year and just the second time since 2006. Fed policymakers are expected to raise the benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point to 0.6%, which is still historically low. One key to watch is whether the Fed signals more rate hikes in the next year than the two it has already forecast in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's proposed tax cuts and infrastructure upgrades. Top CEOs in the world of technology are expected to meet today with President-elect Donald Trump in New York to discuss how the new administration will treat the nation's high-tech engine. Attendees include Apple's Tim Cook, Tesla's Elon Musk, Alphabet's Larry Page, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos, among plenty more. Trump's remarks on tech, including opposition to net neutrality, have alarmed some tech executives, but they also see a new opportunity under Trump to push a tech-friendly agenda. Meanwhile, more than 300 employees of tech companies have vowed not to help the incoming administration build a Muslim registry. Next on the list, the Screen Actors Guild Awards nominations will be announced today, with lots of eyes on La La Land. The film opened to a strong limited release on Sunday and took a leading 8 Critics' Choice Awards Sunday night, including Best Picture. It also led Golden Globe nominations with 7 nods. You can catch the SAG Awards on January 29th. Today marks 4 years since the tragic Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, which took the lives of 20 children and 6 school employees in Newtown, Connecticut. Earlier this month, relatives of those lost in the massacre released a powerful video ad that helped raise awareness about the warning signs that can precede gun violence. You can watch the chilling video on usatoday.com. And last on the list, lawyers for Bill Cosby are expected to make their arguments today, following a day yesterday filled with shouting matches from both the prosecution and defense teams. Tensions have been high since the start of this 2-day hearing on whether prosecutors will be allowed to call 13 accusers as trial witnesses, a key part of their strategy to prove that the 79-year-old Cosby had a decades-long habit of drugging and molesting women. In weather, look out for rain and snow in much of the northern tier. Meteorologist Topper Schutt has more.
Fresh batch of Arctic air, and in some cases, this is the coldest air we've seen since last February. Another blast for the Plain States. It's just going to roll eastward. More rain for the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. Snow in the mountains, of course. More snow in the Rockies. And then more lake effect snow, really from Michigan all the way to Pennsylvania and western New York State.
5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network. You can check out new episodes each weekday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and usatoday.com.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.